The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. The weekends are all about Behind the Mitten here on WPHM. Noon on Saturday, 8 a.m. on Sunday, hosted by John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. Amy's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy springtime-ish, sort of?
Maybe.
It's getting there. Getting close.
I feel like we're getting there. You're right. We're getting little tastes of it every day, right?
Absolutely. You've got a fun show this weekend focusing on one of Michigan's great little vacation towns.
That's right. And I just learned a place you used to live. It's beautiful Grand Haven, located on the shores of Lake Michigan. And this is a place that I think most Michiganders know about, and they think of it as a summer destination because of the beautiful beach and the pier and the boardwalk that are there. But it's also a great place to visit year-round, and they have all sorts of different things happening. So on the show this weekend, we introduce you to a new part of Grand Haven that maybe you might not know about. It's called the East End, and it's a different neighborhood from downtown that has a lot of really fun development happening, everything from coffee shops to shopping to a brewery called Berserk Brewing, and we actually have owners Karen and Tyler Forbes on the show to talk about what they have going on at their bustling new little brewery. There's restaurants over there and bars, and we have another guest, Gary Boyd, on, who just opened the Unicorn Tavern a couple years ago, and this is a lifelong dream of his. He is a long, long time restaurant employee, actually got a start at the Kirby House in Grand Haven, which I bet might ring a bell.
It does. I remember. I've thought about it, and I couldn't remember the name of it. I remember going there often, and I was wondering to myself, what was the name of that place we used to go for lunch? And as soon as you said Kirby House, I'm like, I remember that place.
There it is, right on the corner of Main Street there.
Yeah.
He got a start there in high school as a busser and a server. And then he went on to help open all the Hop Hat taverns across the country.
Oh, wow.
He's an incredible manager, and this is he and his wife Crystal's dream. It's a Belgian-influenced bar with great craft beer list, lots of delicious cocktails, but also lots of other mocktails and things, and an incredible menu. He knows food, and his food is great. This place not only is making the East End of Grand Haven exciting, but it's getting statewide chatter about it because of what a nice little place is. So we have Gary Boyd on to talk about the Unicorn Tavern. And then because Grand Haven is a summer destination, as you know, Paul, we have a captain of a charter fishing boat come on, Captain Kirk. Yes, that is his name, Captain Kirk.
Beam me up.
Yeah, he comes out and talks to us about what it's like to go out on a charter fishing boat, which is a little bit different than just going out on your buddy's boat, and how you can experience that in Grand Haven this summer. And then we have a great interview with Ron Olson. He's the chief of Parks and Rec for the state of Michigan and the Michigan DNR. And he comes on and explains some tips and tricks as to how to get a reservation at Grand Haven State Park, one of the hottest camping sites in all of the state.
Boy, it sure is. Yeah. Boy, you're bringing back fond memories. I want to get back over there. It's just due west of Port Huron, essentially, and a lot of similarities. It's a waterfront community, a similar size, and a great summertime destination.
I think that's a really good point. You're right. It is a lot like Port Huron. There's so many things that remind me of it. And it is a straight shot, so it's not super far, and it's a different lake to gaze upon. And you know what? You can look at Wisconsin instead of Canada.
There you go. It's the sunset side of Michigan as opposed to the sunrise side. But
exactly.
Really,
just another side of Michigan.
Yeah, really neat town, and you give us some great ideas of things to do when we get there, when we decide to visit. We'll be listening this Saturday and Sunday for Behind the Mitten. If people can't tune in or want to catch you or connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
Come check us out at amyandgonzo.com.
We will do that. Amy, thanks a lot. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Amy Sherman. She and Gonzo, John Gonzalez, every Saturday at noon, Sunday at 8 a.m. with Behind the Mitten. And, again, you can go to their website, which is amyandgonzo.com, to connect with them and link to their podcast. We've got a link to their podcast as well on our podcast page at WPHM.com.